The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1964, NASA announced that it was beginning work on Voyager, a robot lander which would be launched to Mars on a Saturn V rocket. There was just one problem. With no close-up information to plan the mission, planners assumed Earth-like conditions, including a dense atmosphere. With the actual thin Martian atmosphere, Voyager would have been far too heavy to slow itself down without enormously heavy landing rockets. Since all of NASA's Saturn rockets were attached to lunar missions or the Skylab space station, Voyager was quickly delayed until sometime in the 70s and would wind up being canceled in favor of the more lightweight Viking robotic Mars landers. In 1974, the MIT's Altair 8800 microcomputer was announced in Popular Electronics magazine, a kit-built computer with 4K of RAM. MIT's was flooded with orders for the Altair, and in the meantime, college students Bill Gates and Paul Allen quickly realized that the Altair needed its own basic programming language. In 1997, Pokemon viewers saw the light, lots of light, strobing quickly, and hundreds of Japanese children suffered seizures as a result. When Pokemon was introduced into the American TV syndication market, its distributors had to promise it would modify or edit out the scene with seizure-inducing strobing light. And in 2009, the record-breaking 3D science fiction film Avatar, directed by James Cameron, premiered. Ludwig von Beethoven was born on this day in 1770. Arthur C. Clarke was born today in 1917. Science fiction writer Philip K. Dick was born in 1928, and TV producer Stephen Bochco was born in 1943. Mad geniuses, the lot of them. In 1967, the Doctor defeated the Ice Warriors for the first time as the six-part story The Ice Warriors drew to a close on Doctor Who.
You know what would happen?
Of course there's a risk, but it's a risk we must take. It's the only way.
Exactly. The computer says now.
Computer
is our supreme advisor.
And what sort of advice is that? Do nothing.
We must obey.
And be destroyed? Does the computer consider that?
The computer considers everything.
But that's why in this case you cannot rely on its judgment.
We trust the computer. It's our strength and our guide.
Not this time.
Well, why not?
Because, Jamie, the computer is faced with an insoluble problem.
Imagic released the treasure-hunting, dragon-dodging game Dragonfire for the Atari 2600 on this day in 1982.
This new Imagic game is mine now! Mine! And that goody-goody prince who created it will never get it back! I'll name it Dragonfire! See that puny prince sneak across the bridge? That's my Dragonfire! I'll never let the treasure be taken by that goody-goody namby-pamby! Underhanded, sneaky little...
Imagic's Dragonfire is for Atari 2600 and Intellivision.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, the logbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.